My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and hopefully take away great information for your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, it's vital to our success at getting healthy. There's plenty of misinformation, and you know, for many, many years, many decades, we had to research our own information, going to libraries, pulling out reference books, and today we've got so much information at our fingertips, but there's not a filter on choosing and a little flag that pops up that says, this is good information, this is true information, this is misinformation. So we have to kind of make sure that we are sourcing out our questions to people that can give us the answers that make sense. Every day here on the show, on the Staying Healthy radio show, I bring you the best guests in the industries, as well as the relevant topics for today's world. We talk about the things we should be talking about, and in many cases, the things that we don't talk enough about. I make sure that we always stay on tact and basically headed in the right direction. Some people say, oh, that's an awkward situation, or I'm not comfortable talking about these things. I'll tell you what. When major things happen with your health, you will wish that you took the time to talk and ask questions. You know, just burying our head under the blanket or putting our head in the sand doesn't make the health problems we have today go away. We need to address them. We need to stop wrapping them in bubble wrap, and we need to stop sugarcoating everything and start realizing that we're not living the healthiest lives. We have some bad habits and some bad vices. What can we do? What can we change? Obviously, not all at one time, to make our bodies healthier. That's what we do here on the Staying Healthy radio show. Tune in during the week, and if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived, and they're on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. This allows you to have the on-demand download experience of the podcast when it's convenient for you. Of course, every single day, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, now the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas. In their fourth decade in the Valley, they're a full-service environment. And if you've never really experienced full service in a store, it's a store that greets you when you come in, when you go in. They meet you. They answer your questions. They are up to date on all the information that comes from them to you. They are continually studying and educating and informing themselves, because with their great passion, they want to make sure they can pass on all that information. And it is an information world. Stay Healthy carries the best of the best products in every category, and only the best of the best. So you can't make a mistake, and what you will do is create great relationships with amazing people and be successful on your healthy journey. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about the line of products from Life Seasons. I love this line. You know I do. I call this line oddly formulated, eclectically formulated, wonderfully formulated, and amazingly successful. I have found these products to do such an amazing job in so many different categories. And as their lines expand and as people start being educated on this line, they walk away with a different idea of what health and nutrition is about. You know, many times out there, we have a lot of formulas that are put together, and they're variations of each other, and that's okay. They're from great companies, and they're great products. This company stepped outside the box, and they started looking at things a little differently. The first time I did a show, I was looking at the formulas, and I was like, boy, that's an odd amount combination of different kinds of things, but upon further research, I'm like, wow, I can't believe nobody else has done this yet. And that's how they do all their products. Today, we're going to be talking about men's health, and my guest today, Chris Crawford, is here. Chris is Vice President of Education for Life Seasons. He spent his entire career in the natural products industry, from retail to wholesale functions, but the core of his expertise always comes back to education. He is driven to help people become more knowledgeable about supplements so they can make informed decisions about which products can lead them to be healthier and have healthier lives. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you this morning, Jeff?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule. It's a pleasure to have you here, and I know you are an amazingly passionate person. Your reputation precedes you, and people, you know, love the way you educate, and I'm really looking forward to talking about men's health today.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you also, too, Jeff, because I know you've done this for many years, and as you had mentioned, it's about connections and relationships and really finding that trusted source. And so just really appreciate the impact you've had in our industry over the years.
Thank you, sir. Sure. You know, the interesting thing is I've done so many shows over the years about women's health. We talked about premenstrual. We talked about menopause. We talked about bone density. We talked about all these different things with women for so many years, and we really didn't do a lot of shows on men's health. And I'd say probably about 10 years ago, we started doing more shows on men's health, and I don't know whether there was some kind of a faux pas or something. Men just didn't want to talk about their health, and, you know, we're not always the first one to discuss it, even with our guy friends. You know, we don't walk and sit down and talk about prostate and erectile problems and our masculinity being unbalanced and having low nitric oxide. We just don't talk about that stuff. But the wonderful thing is that the industry has been talking about it, so the men are getting the benefit, even if they may not be discussing it. What kind of a change have you seen in the men's department, if you will?
You know, over the years, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, that's been sort of a taboo subject that we haven't spoken about. And I think as and possibly just as, you know, as we age, that becomes part more of the conversation. And so one of the things is it's becoming at the forefront. I mean, we have months now that are, you know, dedicated to prostate health and, you know, prostate cancer awareness. June is Men's Health Month. And so I think there's, you know, a lot of awareness. And as we know, is you know, when awareness raises, that leads us to a point at some point that we have an opportunity to make a decision. And I think that that's where we are with some of these things. And also, too, as generationally as we get older, we as men, we're dealing with these things more than we ever have in the past. You know, like you said, we've talked about menopause for years. We've talked about premenstrual syndrome for years. And, you know, and as we know, men go through andropause. And andropause is a hormonal change for men that is so life-changing.
I think the wonderful thing that is coming out of these conversations is we're the same way it worked for women. Men are finding out that there are alternatives and there are things that they can do. And there's many things they can do on this side of the counter, if you will, without having to go in and do some of the prescriptions that are available for helping with erectile problems and testosterone balancing and things like that. And I think most of us, myself included, I mean, I understand that if I try, you know, every alternative that I can and I don't get success, I may only have one avenue, but that's not what we're seeing. What we're seeing is great success. And I think if we start, we should maybe start with like an overall kind of way of talking about men in general with your masculinity. Sure. This product really, really does hit home on so many different avenues. And I think a lot of men are just starting to learn that when we're talking about low T and we're talking about, you know, low testosterone, and maybe you find out that your levels are low, there's two things to keep in mind. Number one, it doesn't only have to do with the bedroom and erectile problems. And number two, when you get your blood work done, there's a very large range on that blood, and you could be anywhere in there, and many times the doctor will say you're normal, but that's not always right. It's almost like the thyroid. You could be in the range, but be low for what your body really needs. So although we want to get our blood work done, and we want to talk with our physicians about, you know, getting our testosterone checked, you also have to listen to your body and realize, I mean, if you have a lot of things going on and it's all pointing to low testosterone, even though you're in range, there's a chance that you may be on the low end and need to adjust that as well.
You know, that's great insight, Jeff. And it's like you said, I mean, we as human beings, as we know our bodies better than anybody, right? And as we continue to get in touch with our bodies more, it is important to be able to understand what our body's telling us and when it's time to look at something. You know, the testosterone, it is part of a normal blood panel for men these days. And so, you know, you go into your DO, whether it's your naturopath, your DO, your MD, and get your blood work checked. And as you said, there's this huge, vast range. And I remember when I turned 40, and I'm, you know, pushing 50 now, but that's the first time I'd gotten my testosterone checked. And I was, you know, sort of, you know, I've lived this lifestyle and been in this industry, and still I was, you know, I was sort of dumbfounded at what my testosterone levels came back at, right? And so that's when I, just from working in this industry for many years, started taking a little bit more concerted look at this, just because, you know, it starts dealing with yourself, and the testosterone is such a big thing. And as we know, Jeff, I mean, as you mentioned, it doesn't deal just with the bedroom. It doesn't deal with just libido and desire. I mean, it deals with weight gain. It deals with mood. It deals with energy. I mean, so many friends and so many people that we deal with on a daily basis, I mean, it may be, they may not even have a sexual aspect that they're having issues with, but maybe they're having the mental and the cognitive issues. You know, and you start asking the questions and delving down deeper, and you find out that, you know what, that those are some indications and some symptoms that testosterone may need to be looked at.
The other thing is, you know, I'll talk to a lot of men and we'll talk about some of the things, and they'll say, I had no idea that, you know, this low testosterone situation could be linked to my prostate or my blood sugar or my strength. Many of them will say, I'm just not even strong anymore. You know, it just feels like I have a hard time, you know, just kind of getting things going and keeping my strength level up. And these are all signs that, you know, we might need to look at this. And the wonderful thing is we have the technology today. We have these beautifully formulated formulas, and like I tell everybody, you know, you're going to look at the life seasons and you're going to say, wow, that's an oddly put together combination. Yes, it is. I love it, because you guys have taken the time to not only go outside the box, but, you know, throw the box away and give us a way of looking at things completely differently. But once they try it, they're like, oh, they get those aha moments because they feel great.
You know, Jeff, that's one of the things that, as I teach and educate, I always like to say that, you know, life seasons, we go to the pantry of nature. And anytime we go to create a recipe, right, we go to our pantry, we look, and we picked out the best ingredients to put together this amazing recipe that's going to make our palate pop, right? And so I look at it the same way as what we do as a formulation standpoint. We're really taking the wisdom of nature and the progress of science and putting those together and going to that, you know, that pantry of nature and pulling those together to make a, like your terminology, an eclectic formula. You know, eclectic medicine before the AMA, eclectic medicine used whatever modalities needed to be used as far as the healing process. So we use, for instance, herbs, amino acids. We use botanicals. We use vitamins, minerals. So we use the whole gamut and then try to bring to the table a product that will give someone the best opportunity to respond in a positive manner. You know, it's always disappointing sometimes when we pick onesies and twosies up, and if we try something and maybe it doesn't work for us. And so what we look at, Jeff, is really saying, let's put together a comprehensive formula that works on multiple pathways and multiple things in the body to allow the body to heal itself. Our body's still the most amazing healer we have, right? And so to be able to work in conjunction, but they are. It's a very eclectic approach. So you want to take a look at this formula?
I would love to. And I the thing is, I want people to know that this is just not for some of us older guys. I'm a lot older than Chris is, but not just us older guys. I've got guys in their 20s and 30s that are using this product. It's a different world out there. There's a lot of environmental estrogens coming at us from different areas, and we're noticing that a lot more men are experiencing a lower testosterone in their body at a younger age. So I want to stress that as well. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Perfect. Oh, and this formula, as you said, it's a large range, and we have those xenoestrogens, like you said, in our society, and we are dealing with a more estrogenic. We have much more estrogen going on in the male body than any time throughout history, and that's why exercise is so important, right? So that's the lifestyle, the body that helps us. As we exercise, it helps testosterone. So this product really helps support increased healthy testosterone levels, stamina, performance. There's two ingredients that I would consider, Jeff, that are the drivers of this formula. And anybody that's ever used a Life Seasons product, if you pick the bottle up on the front panel, there's five ingredients. And those five key ingredients, those would be considered the ingredients that really help move that formula. And so I want to start with two of those. One of them is an herb called fenugreek. And fenugreek is a plant, it has plant sterols in it or plant saponins in it. And this helps support testosterone levels, okay? So this helps support libido. It helps support testosterone production. As we talked about, as far as muscle mass, strength, stamina, recovery. But what this does is it helps as far as testosterone. We know that, as you had mentioned earlier, that estrogens play a very, very important role in this. And so if you can imagine, we have testosterone, we want to keep and protect that and keep it intact. There's two things that can occur. One is that can convert to DHT or dihydrotestosterone, right? We've always looked at that sort of the evil twin of testosterone, or it can convert to estrogens. And so fenugreek actually helps inhibit this enzyme from converting testosterone to estradiol or an estrogen. And so that's the mechanism that works with. So it's protecting the testosterone.
You know, and the thing about it is we can use this product on an ongoing basis because, you know, once we get things in a more balanced situation, it's a continual process to keep it there. And I think that's very, very important. So the thing is, we can use this long term and feel comfortable.
Absolutely. You know, another ingredient, Jeff, in this product, and this is probably one that I'm most fascinated with, because as we know, as we age, a lot of people think, okay, our body ceases the ability to produce testosterone. That's not always the case. Many times it's this communication between the body and the brain, right? And so it's about freeing testosterone up. And so there is this acronym called SHBG. It's called sex hormone binding globulin. So that long little word right there, what it does is it binds up testosterone, okay? So it sort of locks it up. It's almost like it's a magnet. If you can imagine, this magnet has this attraction, and so it binds it up. And so what Longjack does, it has been clinically studied at 100 milligrams, and Longjack is actually an herb that comes from Malaysia. It's been used for thousands of years in Malaysia for men's health, but recent research is showing from a science perspective exactly the mechanism that it works on. But it works on, and I use the word, it inhibits. And so basically, it doesn't allow this sex hormone binding globulin to lock up testosterone. So it actually, quote, frees testosterone. So you can look at it as also, too, like when we're testing testosterone with blood tests, we're looking at free testosterone. That means that it's what's circulating in the blood. And so the Longjack is beautiful in that it helps the body get to the point. It's not necessarily driving the production, but it's unlocking what's bound up. Love that herb and what it's doing. It also helps support DHEA, which DHEA we know is a hormone that then is a precursor to testosterone. So,
you know, the other thing I want you to kind of mention as well and talk about, because I know we want to hit a couple products, but, you know, there is a set dosage on most of the supplements we use today. And the dosage is based on, for women, 110 to maybe 130 pounds, and men maybe 140 to one, let's say 75. And that's what the dosage is built on. If you are a bigger guy, you may find that you may need more of these. Maybe start with the recommended dosage, but you may need to increase your dosage because there's more girth on your frame.
You know, that's a good point, and it is. And it's one of the things that's beautiful about plants is because we can find that adjusting that dosage. And so it may be that someone needs to take more. The serving size on this formula is 3 capsules. And, Jeff, I'm going to be real candid here, tell you a little bit about myself, but this is a product that, for instance, for me, I'm almost 200 pounds, and my serving size for me is 2 a day. And that's what I've used 2, I've used 4. And for me, I find that sweet spot, that optimal point is 2. And so you have a range. And that's the beautiful thing I think about, you know, about these herbs as food is that we do have that window because yourself and myself, we will respond. We could respond a little bit differently depending on our weight. So it is nice to know that we also, too, have research on given key ingredients. And so that's something that at Life Seasons we're really trying to stick with. We know that that increases the, gives people credibility. It gives people validity. And we also, too, know that these subjects have used this over a period of time, and this is what research indicates. However, the beautiful thing is also, Jeff, is that we know that, for instance, at Tongkat Ali, this has been used in Malaysia for thousands of years. And you know what? There was no science that was thousands of years ago where they went to the lab and they started breaking it down to look at that this dealt with sex hormone binding globulin. It was because this is what nature showed them. This is what their body responded to. So we have thousands of years of millions of people using this that have allowed us to understand that, hey, let's do some scientific research on this. And so you really have the best of both worlds there, which is the beautiful thing.
Do you recommend using this with food or without food?
You know what? Someone could probably get away with it without food. I would suggest taking it with food. I think that there's a couple things, like anytime you get into, if you take enzymes for like systemic inflammation, like proteolytic enzymes, I would say take it away from food. However, this product, I would personally take it with food,
Okay. Now, if you're using other supplements, let's say, we all use a lot of different things. If you're using other supplements, how well does this play with other things?
You know, there's not anything in here that is necessarily contraindicating with other supplements. There's a lot of things in here, but I think the thing for people to remember is that these are food, right? And so it's like when we mix food, we need to be careful when we do it. However, there's nothing that we say, hey, don't take this with this. So there's nothing in here, for instance, that deals with blood pressure or things like that.
Okay. All right. Now, when you start using this, if you're going to the gym, it's going to help you there. If you're just working hard, if you're retired and you just want something to give you a little bit more strength and a little bit more energy, it's going to make a difference as well. So I think there's some really good things going on with this product. And I love the comfortable thing about being able to, use it long term. And that's really important today.
You know, it is, Jeff. And one of the things, a lot of our products have the word letter T on the end of it, and that stands for tonic. And so we can use this long term to tonify our body because the goal is to get our body at this optimal state. So this could be used short term, right? I could see this being used like, hey, I'm going to take a couple before I go to the gym, or I'm going to use this on a daily basis. And so hopefully what it happens when we use it on a daily basis is it increases our baseline, if you will, of our testosterone and how our body's responding to those. You had mentioned some of the symptoms that this deals with, and one of the things that I think that there's many men that deal with, and this is another thing that I think in our culture we're getting better at, but we don't talk about it a lot still, is from an emotional standpoint and emotional capacity. And one of the things that happens with testosterone, testosterone has, been indicated with, mild to moderate depression. And so one of the things that we've heard great feedback with, Jeff, is that this, the people that have the slight, mood issues, that this helps to even boost mood.
So this product is called Masculinity. This is by Life Seasons. And it's one of those products that I think can make a dramatic difference in the big picture of our health and make us actually feel, you know what, just a little bit better. And boy, that's so important today. And I think that what we're going to do is move on to the next product. The next product I want to talk about is for prostate. Now, this is a real interesting thing today. There was a time, like many other health conditions, that we used to talk to men about prostate situations. And we used to talk about this being an older man problem. You got to be older and you'd have prostate and you'd have trouble urinating or frequency of urination or getting up during the night or, you know, not being able to write your name in the snow anymore like we did when we were younger. You know, there's lost our stream, lost our power. You know, why do you think that men, even of younger ages today, are starting to have prostate problems?
You know, I think a lot of it deals with lifestyle, you know, and I mean, and also too, you know, you had mentioned that that estrogens are such a part in our lives these days, and we have so many estrogens coming at us, you know, from environmental estrogens, and so we are seeing more and more men. Even the years that I've been doing this for 30 years now, the prevalence of men dealing with prostate, it's like it becomes younger and younger and younger. Have you seen that throughout your years as well, Jeff?
Absolutely, and I think a lot of it has to do with the environmental things that are going on out there. I think it's also diet. It's also, you know, carrying too much adipose fat around the midsection. I think it's inactivity. I think it's stress. I think it's not drinking enough water. I think it's drinking tons and tons of dehydrating beverages that we're drinking today that are drying up the inside. We're not urinating like we should. You know, we're not diluting the impurities. We're not flushing our body. I think there's a lot of factors.
Absolutely. And we know that, you know, it is important to continually flush. And, you know, it would be interesting to see because we're very, very caffeine-driven society. And so we know that, like, the prostate, very, very important thing. And the prostate gland, as we age, the prostate, the ears, and the nose grow forever on a male. So good news or bad news, guys, but the prostate, nose, and the ears grow forever. And so one of the things that we have is you have the bladder. The prostate sits right below the bladder, right? And then you have the urethra, which goes from the bladder out the body so we can urinate, but the urethra goes right through the prostate. And so one of the things that occurs, as you had mentioned, frequency of urination or nocturnal urination. So imagine you're a male, and guys, there's male listeners out there, and I'm sure that you can, some of you may even be having this issue, but imagine you're sound asleep and someone wakes you up and says, hey, you need to go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, not feeling like you can fully eliminate, you go back to bed, and then about an hour later, someone wakes you up again. And this happens 4 or 5 times a night. And one of the things that this does is it interrupts our sleep cycle. And as we know, that becomes a debilitating effect. So prostate affects so many different things in our body. So it's not just that it causes us to go, you know, to the bathroom more, or it's not that you have cell proliferation. It's that it does deal with the sexual nature, but it deals also, too, with our sleep cycles. So one of the things that this product does is it helps support, like, a healthy inflammation response. It helps promote urinary tract health, and it supports tissue and cell structure. So this is probably, Jeff, we have 36 products, and this is probably my favorite product, and because I've seen it affect more lives than anything. And for men, a lot of times, you know, men deal with men a lot of times will want to talk with a less amount of things than women will. For instance, like, most of the shoppers in our health food stores are women. Women will talk about a myriad of things. Men, typically, it's a little bit shorter list. But prostate is high up on that list. And so if we can get the prostate, testosterone in order, you can see some really life adjustments and some really life-changing things. But this product has 5 ingredients that really follow research guidelines. It has saw palmetto berry. Saw palmetto berry, this helps regulate enzymes for healthy urinary flow and prostate support. It also has probably one of my favorite ingredients in here, Jeff, is Swedish flower pollen. Swedish flower pollen, it's the most used phytomedicine in Europe for prostate health, and this helps to take that pressure off of the urethra, right? So as a prostate squeezing that urethra, that's what interrupts that urine flow. And so it takes the pressure off and so it helps to smooth muscles. So have you had much feedback and throughout the years with people talking about Swedish flower pollen, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, and this is one of those things that, like, in our industry kind of comes and goes, and but we are now getting kind of another resurgence of that coming back again. And that's okay. I think sometimes there's just so many things that some things do fall to the wayside. But what I really like is that some of those things that were really doing amazing and kind of lost their focus, you brought them back in where they rightly need to be.
Well, and that is a beautiful thing. And I think, you know, as a culture, sometimes we get very trendy, right? We go for, you know, the thing that's, you know, marketed big. And things that I've absolutely loved about Life Seasons, because you do, by going to that pantry of nature, pulling from all avenues. And this is one that I definitely would not overlook. I mean, anytime you're looking for a prostate formula, I would really look for the Swedish flower pollen. And it's at 350, which that's what research guidelines show. Is important. This also helps decrease what are called prostaglandins, and this helps affect prostate in a negative manner. So it helps the overall inflammatory response as well, and takes that pressure off. So another herb in here is what are called phytosterols, and phytosterols are plant fats. Okay, and plant fats, a lot of times we find those in many things. Like, for instance, we have that in our product Cholestea. It's very, very good for cholesterol health, okay? But it is a plant fat, and phytosterols have shown that they actually help support healthy prostate issue. They remember when we were talking about the masculinity, we were talking about protecting testosterone, right? Well, testosterone actually, there's an enzyme that can convert testosterone to DHT, right? So the DHT is the dihydrotestosterone that is actually carcinogenic for the prostate gland. And so we want to protect that testosterone, and that's what the phytosterol complex does there. Supports a decrease in the prostate-specific antigen, and also a decrease in, benign prostate hyperplasia, which is the BPH.
Now, the other thing, I just had somebody chime in, and they said, now, this masculinity sounds really, really good, but I also have prostate problems. Will these two work together?
Absolutely. And honestly, too, you know, we talk about the synergy of ingredients, and synergy is 1 + 1 = 3, right? The sum is equal greater than the parts. And so you also have the synergy amongst products. So you have the synergy amongst ingredients, but many times when you put an additional product with it, it's filling in those gaps, and then they're working synergistically together as well. So these products, the masculinity and prostate, absolutely taken together. I mean, it's not a problem whatsoever. So, and I would imagine men would probably see a quicker result by taking them together in some of the things that they're dealing with.
You know, and the thing about it is many of these things do go hand in hand. Like, you deal with cardiovascular disease today, the metabolic syndrome, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, they kind of all lead to each other and probably put themselves into a really unhealthy situation. But, you know, the other thing we have to remember is, my goodness, you know, this happens as well. Your T goes down, your energy level goes down, your strength goes down. All of a sudden you start noticing that your prostate is not doing what it should be doing. So I love the idea of using them both together.
Yes, and that is, I think people have had very, very good results. And I mean, I would be interested to see, you know, if listeners and some of the folks that are shopping at Stay Healthy, if they've had response with that. So I would imagine they would. And if you haven't and you're still continuing, if you tried maybe one of the formulas and you're still having some difficulties, go ahead and add that other one in there. Not a problem.
Now, when we're using this prostate, you know, a lot of men will go to the doctor, and I'm one of the people that, I mean, I want to send the guys, and I send women to the doctor as well. Get your basic tests done. Get your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your testosterone. Women should be getting their basic tests done. At least you know where you are, and you have a starting point. If you come back and the doctor tells you you've got some BPH and some enlargement of the prostate, and you basically got some of the symptoms, maybe frequency of urination or slow stream, you're going to find that using these kind of products can make a difference. And the men that are using the Prost-T, I mean, the feedback is really, really good, Chris. I mean, they're just like, this is night and day, you know, for keeping me from having to get up during the night. And you know, with men, I mean, I'm the same way. If I get up, and I don't sleep great anyway, but if I get up during the night, I'm up. You know, it's hard for me to go back to bed again. Right. So this has been a godsend.
Well, it makes for a long next day, doesn't it? You know, and that's a compounding effect. And so, like, if we can eliminate getting up, or at least eliminate the number of times that we get up, it's a great thing. You know, one of the other ingredients in here, Jeff, that I want to speak to really quick is D3. And D3 has been, over the last 10 years, been in the news a lot. And we have found that, you know, D3 is actually, we call it a vitamin, it's actually a hormone. We get D3 through the sun. However, one of the things is that D3 is at 2,000 IUs. And this, as the prostate grows, we talked about the prostate growing forever, right? And so as we have cell proliferation, we just want to make sure that things are staying healthy. And so, for instance, because we've all known then that, you know, the cell structure has become deteriorating, and that's when things become carcinogenic potentially for folks. And so the D3 is helping support the cell structure and keeping that cell healthy. And so we want, as we age, we want to keep that cell healthy. So we have the urinary issues that are going on. We have the inflammatory issues that are going on. But we also have, like, the cellular issue, and we want to keep that cell healthy. So that's what D3 is in there for. And I love that we have D3 in this formula, because you don't find D3 in a lot of prostate formulas. And so then that means the additional, maybe have to get it in addendum.
Now, a lot of talk is coming out today about a nitric oxide and what it does in the body. You know, we're talking a lot about some of the things we should be doing. I don't want to end the show without saying, you know, without bringing third base to this situation. We've got the masculinity on the first leg. We've got the prostate on the second. The new Nitro-T, how's it doing? It looks like a great formula.
You know what? It's actually doing really well, Jeff. And there was really no doubt that this would do well, because, as you mentioned, there are so many. You know, we have the low T clinics coming up. We have lots of pharmaceuticals that are dealing with erectile issues. And then you have a lot of men that have gone the pharmaceutical route that say, you know what, I am personally making a decision that, you know what, I want to look for something natural. And so one mechanism that you deal with is this mechanism called nitric oxide. And nitric oxide wasn't even discovered or identified, identified in the body until 1993, and so it's fairly new. And one of the things that nitric oxide does, it is considered a vasodilator, and so it helps to smooth muscles in our vessels, and so it opens up blood vessels. And so that means we get more oxygen, we get more blood flow, we get more nutrients, and also, too, this cycle occurs millions of times, you know, a minute. And so, but there's an ingredient called L-citrulline, and L-citrulline is actually an amino acid that's very, very high in watermelon, okay? So it's really interesting, because I remember as a kid, you ate lots of watermelon, right? And in the summer, I grew up in Texas, and we ate a lot of watermelon, and I always just, you know, this burst of energy. And it's interesting, because L-citrulline is an amino acid in watermelon. That's a food that has that. And so what we've done is said, hey, let's take L-citrulline at 1,000 milligrams, and then that basically converts to L-arginine in the body. That produces nitric oxide, okay? Nitric oxide then increases vasodilation, which increases blood flow, okay? And that's the same mechanism that many pharmaceuticals that deal with erectile issues deal with, is that nitric oxide pump.
Okay, now this just came in. It says, I'm 46 years old. I do have low T, but I don't want to use the scrotal gels or any of the injections from my doctor. My prostate is an issue. It's not prostate cancer. It's normal BPH, and erectile function is a problem. As you can see, I have all of them. Can I use the Prost T with this Nitro product and the masculinity? Will they work together? And how do I know if I need all of them? Should I start out with one? Help.
Sure. Absolutely can take all three together, okay? And that is, it's not a problem. I mean, those would be considered what I would consider almost where you stack products upon one another. Because one of the things as well is these products are working together. However, they're all working on different mechanisms in the body. So you have the masculinity that's working more on testosterone support, right? You have the Prost-T that's working on prostate support. You have the nitric oxide that's working on the nitric oxide and erectile support. So these can all be taken together. So they could be, there's two ways that you could go about doing it. Some of it's going to depend on the person and how, I mean, probably how conservative they are or in their thought process. You could start out with all of them together, or you could start out with one of them and slowly move into it. So I think that's the beauty, again, of being individuals and knowing that, you know, how we respond. For instance, if I have, you know, if I have my father that is very sensitive to things, then I might have him start off with one of these products and start low and adjust accordingly. However, you know, being in your mid-40s, it's one of those things that you may want to start out with several of them and then, you know, hit it hard and heavy at the beginning and then adjust accordingly. So there's two ways. There's multiple ways that you can go about doing that.
If you're older, you know, let's say you're in your 60s and 70s, and, you know, this is an issue because I'm talking to a lot of older men today. And I'll tell you what I'm hearing is there's a lot of men that are older that have lost their spouses and they're now dating and they would like to become intimate. Maybe it's been an issue for a long time and they're looking for something for their testosterone. Many of them are dealing with some prostate problems. Older individuals, not a problem.
Older individuals, not a problem. And the beautiful thing about this is that we haven't used an herb, yohimbe, and I'm not a fan of yohimbe. However, yohimbe, if someone has high blood pressure, yohimbe typically exacerbates that fairly quick. And thing, if someone did have high blood pressure here with L-citrulline, because it opens up the blood vessels, you just want to make sure it doesn't cause a decrease, you know. However, this is a very nicely blended formula. It also, too, I mean, has some things for physical, like the L-citrulline. It also has an herb called Maripuama, the South American herb, and that's been used traditionally as an aphrodisiac, and it's interesting, Jeff. It's also known as potency wood, due to its reputation as a sexual aid. So it also, too, has another herb called Catuaba. Catuaba is in another formula that we have. But it also has ginseng. Ginseng is what's called an adaptogen. You've probably spoken about adaptogens for years on your show, but adaptogens help the body to adapt to internal and external stress. And so it's, again, helping that body to adjust. Some people will say, why is caffeine in here? It has 65 milligrams of caffeine, and caffeine helps as a delivery system in here, okay? So caffeine is, again, a vasodilator. So caffeine, honestly, it helps things get to where they need to be in a very effective manner. And then it also has L-theanine in here. And L-theanine helps from a brainwave, a cognitive standpoint, but it helps the alpha brainwave health, okay? So it helps, you know, like if you had a male, let's say if it was someone that was, you know, aging and they wanted to take, you know, take a product, but maybe they've been, you know, with a spouse for many years and all of a sudden they're not, and, you know, they're all of a sudden thrust into a new situation. And the L-theanine helps promote alpha brainwave health, and that's a smooth brainwave health. It's almost like that focus, so it's not a nervous-type brainwave health. And that's the thing that's beautiful about L-theanine. So you can use it across, you know, across many aspects.
Another question just came in. Any food or dietary changes that I should do to make these work better?
Well, I think any type of I mean, food and dietary changes are always important, right? I think that's what ultimately we have supplements, and it's great because these are supplemental to our diet, right? And it's nice that we have the technology that we can do these things these days. However, it always goes back to our diet and what we're doing. I would, just like you've talked about earlier, Jeff, I mean, some of the things that we want to do is we want to, increase our water intake, increase our exercise. If you're dealing with any of these issues, I would look at the amount of fat and saturated fat that you're getting in your diet, because many times, even when we are somewhat trying to eat healthy, I travel all the time, Jeff, and the reality is that when you're out and about, that you don't always eat the way you eat at home, right? And so you have to be a little bit more conscious. And so your intake of fat is important. I mean, we need good, healthy fats for these, like testosterone production, for some of these processes, but we don't want to get too much fat, because sometimes cholesterol is an issue with, for instance, men dealing with erectile issues. Many times cholesterol can be an issue. Okay.
Okay, here's a question that comes in. It says, my doctor has me on something for my bladder, and I'm using this medication. He told me taking supplements for my prostate was fine. Would this would be considered, I may sound crazy, a prostate supplement, right?
Yes.
Correct. It is a prostate supplement, so it is supporting the prostate gland. And that's wonderful that he's checked with his physician and his physician. It's great that we have physicians that have taken this integrative approach or this functional medicine approach and saying, hey, let's marry the best of both worlds, right? That's something at Life Seasons that we're really, really trying to hold up, because that is one of those things that we do know that there's a time and a place for both, and to be able to do that. And so, but this is a prostate formula that will help support the prostate gland. You know, research shows, Jeff, that if someone is a perfectly healthy male, by the time they're 70 years old, they're starting to deal with prostate issues. And that's just the anatomy of the body and how it works. And so men, when a male hits 40 years old, they need to start taking care and looking at their prostate gland, because that will be probably the number one thing, other than the testosterone, that those will be the first two things that they'll recognize in their body that are changing in a significant manner.
The other thing is, if you stop taking these for a period of time, obviously we'll kind of slide back to where we were before we started taking them, but nothing detrimental. So that's why I usually tell people, when you find something that's working well, stay with it.
Absolutely. And that is the beautiful thing as well, is that if you do back off of it, there's no detrimental effects. I think the detrimental effects would be, they're not detrimental, but the effects would be that you would notice that your body would probably slide back to its normal state, right? You know, it's also potential that someone could start out high on these and they find that sort of sweet spot. Remember, like when I had spoken about the masculinity, right? Well, it used to be that I could take, needed to take more. Even the Prosti, I'm 48 now, and Prosti, Jeff, I used to take three of those a day, and I take less than that a day now. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to, again, find that sweet spot. But I wouldn't just say, okay, it's not like a medicine or something that we take, it fixes it, and then it goes away. We need to just be cognizant of this as far as, and that's why those lifestyle changes are so important as well.
Anything that you want to kind of put out there about why you chose Life Seasons to work with?
Yeah, you know what? And thank you for asking that. That's a wonderful question. I've been in this industry for close to 30 years now, and I look at my time here at Life Seasons. I've been here for a couple years, and I look at it as a culmination of my experience. And I love what the CEO and founder, his name's Darren Peterson, and he is passionate about this industry. And one of the things that we talk about a lot is that, we like to educate folks to empower them so that everybody can live life to its fullest. And so it's sort of like you had mentioned even on the intro of your show as I was listening to that, and I loved what you said about connecting with people, about relationships, and finding a place that's a trusted source. And that is one of the reasons I ended up here, is because it was education-driven, and I have always been, my thought, Jeff, is that people are smart enough to make their own decision. They just need good information. And as you mentioned, there's such a myriad of sources these days, and it always concerns me a little bit when I have people that have gone to hundreds of places, and you know that some of that, that they're, you know, potentially getting some things that they may not need or that are getting so overly marketed to. And so that's what I love about Live Seasons is, you know, let's deal with the, let's look at historical usage of things. Let's look at science. We actually, Jeff, it's really interesting. We have a fairly new website. It's called liveseasons.com. But if you go there, you will notice there are 36 conditions. And we're leading up to those 36 conditions, but we have 36 products, and you can look at a condition and read about what this condition is. You could look at ingredients, what are the historical uses of any ingredients, what science say about these ingredients, and then you can look at the interaction. You could also find what are common results of the products, and so it is a place that people can go to and hopefully be a source. Because one of the things is, it's like anybody, like you've been, how long have you had your radio show, Jeff?
I'm in my 36th year, and I got to rush you. We're at like 30 seconds.
Okay, 36 years, but 36 years, you know what? You've probably had listeners for 36 years, the same people, because they found a trusted source. And that's the same thing that we're doing at Live Seasons.
I want to thank you. It just blew by so fast. I even skipped my breaks. I forgot about them. I thank you so much for coming to the show, Chris, and the beginning of some awesome shows up and coming.
Love it. Thank you for the opportunity, Jeff. Have a wonderful day.
Be well, my friend. My guest today, Chris Crawford, representing Live Seasons. He was really good. He did a great job. Well, he's got a lot of research and a lot of history behind him, over 30 years. So you bring that to the show, and I want to thank him for taking time out of his busy schedule to be here, talking about a line that I really, really like, Live Seasons. Make sure to check out all the products up from Live Seasons at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, read the industry articles, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store, and of course, give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page as well. Daily tidbits of information, it's important because it'll keep us in the know and continually helping to help us further our education process. Stay Healthy is your oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas. In their fourth decade, go in and see what a local retailer can do for you with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and the greatest selection of the highest quality products. Products like Life Seasons. The whole line is there. Check out the men's stuff. The Masculinity, the Prost-Tea, the Nitro-Tea. These are all guys' stuff. And you know what? We could use it. You know, we may not talk about it, but there's a lot of guys that are probably going to benefit from these great products. You don't have to talk about it, but you can go in and discuss it with the folks there, and they'll make sure you get the right product for the right situation. Stay Healthy. Find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to tune in today. And, of course, thanks to Chris Crawford and Life Seasons and all the great guys at Life Seasons who bring these wonderful products to us every day, these amazingly eclectic, cool products that give us great benefit. And you'll see the whole line at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Thank you for tuning into the show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, and thank you for allowing me to bring great information your way. It's about education. It's always about information, but it's also learning how to disseminate the good from the bad and making sure that you have the tools to get the job done. If you can't tune in through the week and on a regular basis, boy, I'll tell you what, we've got it made with great technology, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers. All of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Now, when you get to the webpage, you can listen to the show live through there, download an on-demand podcast, and, you know, and of course, if you have any questions, you can leave those for me there. Another way to get a hold of me is to go to my Facebook page, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke when you're on Facebook, click the like button, and then we'll be in touch. At that point, you'll see that I post things that are, I think, important. And I think the things that we should read and be reminded about. And I also answer questions on my Facebook page every single day. So you could leave me a question there. I'll answer it for everybody to get the benefit. You can leave me a private message. You can read the other questions from other people. And you can also read the articles. So when you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, click the like button, and as well my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. And of course, this great radio station, Lotus Broadcasting. I'm here throughout the week, every morning from 8 to 9. I hope you'll take the time to tune into the best in the industry, the best products, and the best information. Have a great day, everyone. Check out Life Seasons at Stay Healthy. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guests in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.